Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. With temporary protective status set to expire next year for Haitians and Salvadorans living in this country, some of those who want to stay in Massachusetts have decided to ask for help in federal court. They filed a lawsuit in Boston, claiming the decision to send them back to their native countries is based on racial discrimination. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Chris Jean-Baptiste was just 2 when he came to the United States with his mother 17 years ago.
This is the home I know. This is the only home I ever... This is where my people are.
Baptiste, who received TPS status after an earthquake ravaged Haiti, grew up in Boston. He's one of 8 Haitian or Salvadoran immigrants in Massachusetts now suing the Trump administration to challenge the decision to end protective status for them. Their lawsuit claims the decisions are based on racism. They cite disparaging remarks about those countries that some congressmen say the president made in a meeting. It also cites news reports that the president would prefer more immigrants from the predominantly white nation of Norway. Again, Chris Jean-Baptiste.
What makes my hopes, dreams, and desires less important and less helpful to this country than someone from Norway?
But that's not the issue, according to some backers of the president's TPS changes. They stress that the protections Salvadorans, Haitians, and other groups have received were never meant to be permanent. Steve Cropper is co-chair of the Massachusetts Coalition for Immigration Reform.
We may have a racist administration, but temporary protected status is supposed to be just that. At a certain point, it's supposed to end, as it has with other countries where race would not have been an issue.
Those bringing the suit are represented by attorneys from the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice. Attorney Orrin Nimney says if his clients win, it could set a precedent for how immigration rules are changed by U.S. presidents.
I think it would mean that the administration would have to look seriously at how it makes decisions and would have to have some sort of mechanism to ensure that the decisions it's making, particularly with regard to immigration, are not infected by the racist bigotry that plagues the Trump administration.
President Trump does have the authority to end temporary protective status, Nimney stresses, but he doesn't have the power to discriminate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.